I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
This episode of Share and Retweet is brought to you by Gale.
Gale is not a woman.
Nope.
It's a gay ale made and brewed by members of the LGBT plus community.
Visit galebev.com.au and use the code Share and Retweet at the checkout for 10% off, which is awesome.
One more time, Andy.
It's galebev, galebev.com.au, and Share and Retweet is the code that you need. Share and Retweet is supported by supersimplecards.com.
Have your greeting cards ready to go for Polly's upcoming birthday, Chaz's new job, or a "We made it" card to give Meryl when Mamma Mia 2 wraps.
Get a pack of greeting cards from supersimplecards.com with 10% off your entire order when you use the code Share and Retweet at the checkout. I'm going to spell it out for you. It's CHERANDRETWEET at checkout.
Are you out of your mind tonight?
That chick is like on planet I don't know where.
Give me a frickin' break, okay? I have been a frickin' diva for 40 frickin' years.
I think it sucks.
What do you mean? Like Cher?
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Share and Retweet, the podcast that follows the rabbit hole that... Fuck. The podcast that journeys down the rabbit hole that is Cher's Twitter feed. I forgot
what our signature line. Doing.
What is this about?
This is about Cher's Twitter feed.
Ah, now I'm on board. I'm back. I'm Justin Porter. I'm one of your hosts.
I am Andy Ballock. I'm your other host. Thank you so much for listening. Please follow us on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram at Share and Retweet. Yeah. Also, please rate and review us on whatever app you are listening to our sweet...
Apple's podcast app or Google Podcasts.
Gidgimo.
Is that a thing?
I don't know.
You said it with such confidence that I believe it. Yeah, you sign up on Gidgimo. Gidgimo is super trendy right now. If you haven't heard of Gidgimo,
get on. But all the kids are doing it.
All the kids are snorting Gidgimo and listening to Gidgimo. All right, hop on the Gidgimo train.
Gidgimo covers everything.
Okay, from now on, all podcasts exist on Gidgimo.
Yeah, you can also snort Gidgimo. It's good in your milk.
Put it in your laundry for an extra clean.
Fertilize your flowers with Gidgimo.
Is your food bland? Throw some Gidgimo on it and then listen to a podcast straight from it.
Your food will start singing to you. Do you miss your Uncle Steve?
Throw some Gidgimo on him. Nothing like a rising grandpa from the grave.
Gidgimo. For all your needs.
Every need.
Literally
all your needs.
Every need you've ever had.
So back to the point. Please.
Welcome to the podcast.
Rate and review us. It's really, you know, I don't know if you all know this, but sometimes people don't listen to things. And it's really important to us that if you like this podcast, if you enjoy this podcast, please share it. Share it with people.
Tell your friends.
Get 5 friends. Yep. Make it 20. Make it a safe 20.
Yeah. Get a net of friends.
The Happy Baker's Dozen.
That's a very... 20. 20. The Happy Baker's Dozen.
Or maybe that's the super pessimistic Baker's Dozen.
Oh.
Because you know 20. How... Yeah. They do 13... To be safe, but the really pessimistic baker is like, I'll just do 20. I'm only going to get 12 out of this. I'm really bad.
I'm so bad at my job.
I'm bad at making buns.
I can't make buns.
If only I had Gitchimo.
Gitchimo will fix everything. So yeah, please tell your friends. We'd love to have them on our sound.
I just need people to validate my existence.
Yeah, we just need some feedback, really. We are existing in a void. All right, let's move on. So we got a really exciting show. Very excited. So it's actually been a quiet, and I say that with air quotes, you can't see them. It's been a quiet week for Cher.
It's under 20. It's under 20 tweets.
I scrolled through. Like I was scrolling and scrolling. And I was done. I was already to last week's tweets. And I was like, what was that?
This is weird.
That's really slim pickings here this week.
Slim pickings. What am I supposed to do with only a baker's happy dozen of 20?
Baker's. Yes.
A pessimistic baker's dozen
we'll
of 20.
Figure it out.
We'll find the four the nuggets 12. That we need. Yeah.
But you know why? There's an answer, because in all things, the answer is in Cher's Twitter feed.
Let's have a gander.
So the reason, if we look at one of her most recent tweets, the reason she hasn't been tweeting is she's been busy.
She's as she been tweets, flat out like a lizard drinking.
Just what? All right. Yeah.
Is this new?
No, I had to. It was new to me.
Did you know that's?
I've never heard that.
Flat out like a lizard drinking.
Yeah, now I understand.
But look, because they're
flat. They lie down and drink.
Yeah, they don't stand up on their hind legs and run while they're having a sip of Gitchimo. Yeah,
for the lizard on the go.
Gitchimo. That actually makes sense.
It really does. So Cher tweets, and this is on July 15th. I'm beat. Period. Full stop. I'm beat.
What jumps out at me is the fact that I understand this tweet.
There is no ambiguity in this at all.
I'm knackered.
I get it. I'm with you, Cher. I understood it. It's clear.
It's been
the punctuation is accurate.
Yep.
There's no spelling mistakes. Nothing's in caps. It's actually capitalized correctly.
This is, in fact,
the most perfect tweet Cher has ever done. Grammatically.
This is a sentence.
This is actually dream tweet.
I'm tired.
Yeah.
I am beat.
I am beat. Beautiful. Yeah, thank you. Yes, I get it.
It's got a verb. It's a full sentence.
It's got a subject. It is the perfect sentence. Thank you, Cher.
Thank you.
Finally.
I want to finally. 37 million tweets later. We got it.
We nailed it.
We got it. Thank you.
So she's beat. She's tired. She's had a big week. I'm sure she's doing a bunch of press junkets and stuff for Mamma Mia 2.
She's doing Mamma Mia 2.
Yeah.
She's recording her album.
She's working on a new album. She had, as we know from last week's episode, she had a photo shoot today, actually. It would be in America. So the photo shoot was today.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, there we go. No wonder she's knackered. Also, I have to keep on reminding people, she's 72.
She's so old for someone who's this active.
She's more active. She's infinitely more active than I am. And I am not 72.
No, you're not.
I'm very young. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, you are.
Don't. Why wink? Why
I
follow it up with a
super hard. Wink.
Don't
I guess
say
I have to
wink.
Say it so everyone knows I'm doing it.
You're
He's
a cruel
not
human.
As young as he says.
How dare.
What?
Where did Shut that come up. From? Anyway, okay. Shit. I'm beast. Love it.
Good share. So let's get into some replies.
Because that's where the gold.
That's where all
the gold is.
That's where this perfect tweet goes straight to hell. As we all know. Cher's done it. She's finally done it.
Everyone.
And here comes.
Everyone. This is not hard. Okay. All you have to do, literally, there is one.
She set it up.
There is one rule. One goddamn rule.
Just keep it.
You reply.
Relevant.
You reply to the tweet that she sent.
Yes. Reference what she said.
Yeah. I'm tired. Okay, cool.
Cool. Easy. Okay. All right. Let's see how we go. So Lisa McIntosh at happygirl71929.
What I'm worried about instantly is that her pin.
I was like, well, I know how to rob
Lisa.
Lisa's. If anyone wants to take ATM money from Lisa.
Yeah, her password for everything is happygirl7129.
Her phone, her bank account login details are right there.
That's
handle.
It. It's not hard.
Thank you so much,
replying,
Lisa.
Replying to share, I know how you feel, love heart.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with this.
Look, I could be bothered because I don't think you do.
Okay.
I don't think you do.
Unless you're a 72-year-old that's going on a press tour.
That just filmed Mamma Mia 2, who's a major diva.
Yeah.
I don't think you do.
But you can empathize. You can empathize.
You're doing it. You're empathizing. It's great.
I'm not going to spell. Cool.
And it's responding in line with what was said.
Which I adore.
Lovely.
I'm okay with this.
Yes.
Okay, I'm worried for Lisa's online security now.
Right. Oh, she's being hacked as we speak. I am hacking her right now.
Do you remember back in the 90s when people just used to refer, if they were just good at computers, they used to call themselves hackers?
Yeah. I always wanted to be one.
I had a friend that was like, you're just good at computers.
Yeah. You're not a hacker. You're just savvy. You're just savvy.
You just understand Excel.
Right. There's this website you can go to called Hacker Typer, which basically has all this pre-programmed code where all you do is just bang on the keys and it types it.
Oh my God.
And it looks like you're it feels like you're in a hacking movie.
I'm doing it as soon as I get home.
I'm going to show you after this.
I'm going to pretend I'm in the Matrix.
Yeah. I'm going to pretend I'm in Jurassic Park, but actually doing something.
Oh my God. I'm going to pretend I understand Excel. That's my dream.
I would love it if you could pretend you
That is my dream, if I understand Excel.
Okay, so moving on. Yep. Moving on. We're getting off topic. So then Carolina Share Crew. What? And you know what? Here's something I've noticed, Andy.
Yep.
And it's come up in my mind before. Mm. I haven't said anything about it on the podcast, but I am right now. I'm going to take a minute because Carolina Share Crew has the words Share Crew in her name.
Yeah.
This is a trend.
Yeah.
This is a big trend. For those of you who don't know, like the really, really devoted fans.
Oh, yeah.
Put
Share Crew. Dare I say disciples? I've killed Justin.
Disciples.
Disciples.
Yes. That's actually very accurate. Disciples of Share will put either Share Crew or hashtag Share Crew in their name.
Mm.
In their name in Twitter.
Yeah, that's
super commitment. Oh, it's committed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's committed.
Oh,
Carolina's committed. Oh, she just loves Share. She's going to put it in the name.
What is
that? Oh, she's committed.
I feel like you need to be committed.
I'm committed.
I'm committed.
So anyway, Carolina Share Crew, disciple number one.
Yeah, is the Twitter handle for Carolina Share Crew at James K. Waters?
Yeah, that's where it gets weird. That's where it gets weird, Andy. So we've got...
Who are you?
We've got Carolina Share Crew.
She's a hacker.
And then it's at James K. Waters. What? This is a woman who's being held hostage by someone, and he's allowed her to have a Twitter account, but only under his name.
Only under his...
You can change the profile name, but it's my handle.
So Carolina Share Crew has said, don't look at the news. It's horrible.
I was really hoping you would read it that way. So
Don't look at the news.
just to put context into what just happened to Andy.
It's not like I had a stroke.
He didn't just go insane. He's reading a tweet that's all normal. It's like, don't look at the... And then news is
news!
All caps. All caps. And then it's horrible.
It's horrible.
Don't look at the news.
It's horrible. Yeah. I mean...
Yeah. Well, great. Point. First of all, Carolina, I don't think of all people you need to tell that the news is horrible.
To share
is not
this
one
is
of
the
them.
Last person.
She is very aware of the state of the
also,
news.
Also, if Cher doesn't look at the news, where am I getting my news from?
Exactly.
Because
thank you, Andy.
I have one news source, and it is this Twitter feed.
100%. So, Carolina, you're a little off the mark, but hey, I can see how it relates. Right?
Yep.
So next up,
yep,
we have Dominique Kissy lips. What is that?
That's a dove.
A dove. Pray hands.
And that is a paperclip.
Squiggly. It's a squiggle.
Anyway, Dom Bale. Anyway, at Dom Bale.
So Dominique, bunch of emojis, intelligible emojis.
Yeah.
Replies, and this is one of my favorite replies of all time.
Reading it now, it's become mine as well.
It is, am Dominique and am going to bed. Me.
Four leaf clover, me.
Hearts, sideways laugh face. Dominique is a robot. Dominique feels the need to tell you she's Dominique before she tells you what she's doing.
She's like, come on, let me deconstruct this.
Yeah,
what
please.
She's saying is, you know, I'm Dominique and I'm going to bed as well. Wish me luck.
I think it says lucky me. Lucky
oh,
me.
Lucky me.
Lucky me. If I'm deciphering it correct.
And we'll never know.
But I just love that she just starts off with am Dominique.
Dominique.
Not even I am Dominique. It's just am Dominique and Dominique and I'm going to bed. Lucky me.
Why?
Why? Yeah, would, that's a good question.
Why
Andy.
Would Cher care?
Yeah, well, also, way to rub it in your fucking face, Dominique.
Yeah.
The last thing, Cher's had a long day. She's beat. She's just completed her first nonsensical Twitter.
Yep.
And you're rubbing the fact that you're going to bed in her face.
Now, can we discuss Roseanne and...
Yeah.
I'm gonna pronounce it.
You pronounce it the way you need to pronounce it, Andy.
Fagundes.
Oh, you did it!
It is not...
I'm so proud of you.
It is not Fagundes as...
It is not Fagundes as we...
As I thought it was.
You were...
I was wrong.
Staunchly committed to that.
I was wrong. I've had some time away, and I've had a think
about how language works.
Yep, and that is Fagundes.
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 So Roseanne Fagundes.
Yep.
Has chimed in with 10 billion pictures of Cher.
Oh.
One after another. After another.
It's just a parade of mental
another,
instability.
After a fucking another. Roseanne fag undies. What? So the first tweet.
My, how the tables have turned.
Oh, Roseanne's on my list. Roseanne has. She's literally started saying, like, we're talking about you all day, laugh emoji. And then it's a picture of Cher.
Who's we?
Yes. What group are you in, Roseanne? And why do you have so much time to talk about Cher and then post 10 billion pictures on her wall?
I co-host a Cher podcast and I don't have as much time.
No, nor should you. Go take a rope class. Go learn how to make rope. All right? And then sail with it.
Cross stitch.
Yes. Pick up a trade.
Take sailing lessons.
Sail the seas. Go see the world,
Become
Roseanne.
An electrician.
Learn a trade. Do something else.
Anything else.
Do something else.
But thank you. But thank you for chiming in, because if you didn't, we wouldn't get to chime back.
I hate everything. I don't.
All right, let's move on. Hate
you. We're moving on.
Share. It's a new share tweet.
Sometimes Cher just comes out with an adorable little tweet.
Adorable.
And I'm like
so
you are a bloody sweetheart.
I want to put you in my pocket, you cute little thing.
I love you.
Get in here.
So 12th of July. Okay, my vote for this year's best...
You said it.
What?
You said 12th of July. It was so normal. It was so normal. Thank you.
Because that's what you've written.
Yes. Because that's what it is. Anyway, continue.
So July 12th, 2018... Okay. What?
Go. I'm waiting for you to read this. Giggles.
So the whole giggles.
Just get it out. For fuck's sake. I will read it if you don't.
No, I'm doing it. Okay, this is the whole tweet. I'm going to start at the start.
Oh, my God. And then fuck. This is why I throw hard objects at you.
All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
Sit down. Strap in.
I'm going to start doing it if you don't.
No, I'll do it. I'm good. I want to see how much I can poke okay. the bears.
So she writes, right, okay.
We found the line.
My vote for this year's best performance by a male actor is...
Dot, 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 dot.
May I have the envelope, please?
Dot, 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 dot.
Paddington Bear. Bear emoji.
Adorable.
So cute.
She's watched Paddington. She's gone, do you know what? This is an adorable film and I love it.
Yes, it is so cute. I have not seen Paddington Bear, but by the news that is Cher's Twitter feed, what I have learned is that there are a lot of people that emphatically love it.
Yeah.
So Paddington 2 has come out recently. I'm not up with the Paddington. I don't know about Paddington.
I know nothing about it.
I've never watched it. I know it's an animated, like a live action movie with a CG animated bear who can talk
and wears a real bear
raincoat.
They've not gotten a real bear and taught it language.
Yes, I know that.
All right.
I'm saying it for our listeners.
I'm saying it for the listeners that might think they've trained a live bear.
A live bear. It's not.
It's not a live bear. Heads up, guys. It's not a live bear. It's a
CG bear.
It's a graphics effect.
From what we know. From what we can discern. It is a CG. Unless they've finally done it. They've finally trained a bear to wear a raincoat.
And talk.
Oh, yeah, and talk.
And what they've done is put it in a movie.
You know what we need to do with this bear?
Thank God.
Put him in films.
Thank God we've already got Paddington as a standard book.
This bear looks just like Paddington, and he's got an English accent. Great, put him in.
It's the 1920s. Tonight on the wireless, Paddington Bear is real.
That always is our that's my default.
1920s radio broadcaster. Yeah, it's great.
Anyway, so yes, cute, very cute, Cher, you're adorable. The fact that you even know what Paddington Bear is, I just feel like is really cute.
I hope, though, that she understands that it's not a real bear, and that two,
because
a bear can't win an Oscar.
Now that you've said that, I'm very concerned. She thinks it's a real bear.
She's taken a couple of Ambien.
She's had a long day.
She's had a long day. She's 72.
She's not seeing things correctly because she's just gone out of 15 hours.
They've trained a bear to speak.
My God.
This bear needs to win an Oscar. Yep.
Yeah. She might very well think Paddington Bear is real.
I'm now concerned.
It went from like, oh, no.
Like with all of her tweets, if you go a little bit Harrison Ford, Michelle Pfeiffer, what lies beneath, right underneath the surface.
There's a lot of potential for crazy.
Oh, well.
But I don't think there is. It's.
You don't think on Cher's Twitter feed there's any potential for crazy?
No.
You think Cher's just watched a movie?
All just straight.
you think this is going to be
this
fine?
This is just straight along.
Oh,
nothing
to
see here.
Oh, yeah. You think Cher's watched a movie, she's tweeted about it, and you think that everything's going to be fine.
It stops there. There's nothing else to report.
There are no replies. No one has anything to weigh in on this, Justin. Thank God you're right. Hey, how about this from Cherricorn?
Oh, Cherricorn, yay!
What do you think about this drawing I made of you? Well, it's not of Cher dressed as a Paddington bear.
In fact, it's not of Cher. It's a woman.
No, it is of Cher.
It is not Cher.
It's supposed to be Cher.
it's not.
It's a woman wearing a wig. And that is as close as...
It is a face with blue hair around it.
Yeah. Do you know what, Cherricorn? I like the picture. I don't think it's necessarily of Cher. Do you know what?
I don't think it's accurate. In fact, I recommend from any further posts, just say, what do you think about this drawing?
Yeah.
Not that I made of you. Just leave that out. Because I bet that's something that's keeping Cher from replying.
Is it really?
I think that's something. One of the things.
One of them.
Yes.
Well, thankfully, Justin, on this particular tweet, this is the only act of crazy that anyone has replied.
Yes.
Because no one replies weirdly to any of Cher's tweets.
No,
you're right, Justin.
That's true.
There's nothing to see here. Everyone move along, except for Zan Man, Zanna Scorcher, who replied to Cher, why can't I pin someone else's tweet?
Yeah. Well, the crazy train just arrived. And it is right on schedule.
And it is packed and to the brim.
Bullet train. And it's going to drive straight off the rails.
It's packed to the...
And it is overstuffed. There are passengers pouring out.
Oh, no one has...
And Sandman is the goddamn conductor.
No one has the key to the toilet. There are arms coming out the windows.
Yeah, welcome. And they're about to go into a tunnel.
Welcome to Cher's crazy train.
Sandman, you have not reached a help support line. This is not a support forum.
This is like the person that asked, like, where's good to travel in California?
Yeah, what? Like, this is not your travel agent. Cher's Twitter is definitely not a tech support, like, place.
No, it's the opposite of whatever a tech support place is.
When you want things broken, then come to Cher's
come
Twitter.
Here.
Yeah, come here.
We will
fuck it up on this feed. Don't come here and ask how to do something functional.
That is like, it's very similar to like, oh, if only I knew how to fold a fitted sheet. I'm going to go to Cher's Twitter. That's going to be the first thing I ask how to do.
Yeah. Oh, it's just silly, isn't
it?
It's just silly.
I wish Cher responded to this more than anything else with actual tech support.
Of all the tweets that she should respond to, love to hear Cher's response to this.
Or just like with it would probably be something. I don't know, Zan.
Yeah, it'd probably be try smashing your computer and throwing it off the table. That works for me.
I have so many computers.
Is it 29? Is it? Try that, Sandman. Maybe her Twitters are her tweets are responses to other people, but she's put them.
Oh my god, has she figured out how to like split the universe in two? And half of her Twitter feed is actually just tech support.
Yeah, she actually runs a tech conglomerate in another universe. And she's providing tech support.
Oh my god, that answers so many questions.
Is it 29, Sandman? Try that.
Oh, and the world of
crazy
just
train is off. You know, Andy, it's easy to forget how much you save by buying things in bulk.
I have already forgotten what you just said, and so whatever it was great.
Yeah, and unless you're a giant family of seven shopping at Costco every week.
I'm not that.
Sometimes the idea of buying in bulk doesn't seem super necessary.
Buying some items in bulk, like, makes sense. Like, I wouldn't dream of, like, running to the supermarket every time I needed a single roll of toilet paper. That is dumb.
Yeah, no, that's insane.
I buy 50 at a go. And then I build a fort out of them.
Right, or tea bags. You know, every time you want a cup of tea and had to go to the place that sells an individual drink.
Yeah, that is called a cafe.
I don't like that. I don't like cafes or what they do.
I'm staunchly against them. Do you know what? Look, here's the thing that makes sense to me, Justin. The one thing in the entire world.
Tell me.
And that is buying in bulk at supersimplecards.com.
Oh my god, yes. You can save your time and your money by ordering a pack of greeting cards from supersimplecards.com with the free shipping and 10% off your entire order when you use the code share and retweet at the checkout.
Spell it for me.
C-H-E-R.
Correct.
A-N-D-R-E-T-W-E-E-T.
Yeah. My motto is, because why would you buy a single roll of toilet paper that is not going to be able to make a toilet fort?
So, Cher tweets, coming home from shoot, am dead on my feet, 15-hour day.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection.
Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Ugh.
Yikes.
Like 15 hours is a long time.
It's a long time. I've recently done a stint of 15 to 17 hour days.
But you sit down.
No, I don't.
Do you not?
Not when we're running around all the time and trying to get finals out.
Ah.
I mean, I sit down. But we don't sit down.
Oh, no. The collective way. We don't sit down.
No, it's actually a lot of like up and about and running around and trying to like get things and blah, blah, blah.
So I used to work in hospitality. So I used to stand on my feet like 12 to 15 hours a day. And it is exhausting.
It's a lot.
And I am not a 72-year-old woman in heels.
Yeah, in heels. Well, that's what I was going to say. In heels.
Yeah.
Yeah. And which is just amplified. I feel like that just adds a exponent
It's nuts. It's it's, yeah. So naturally, Cher. She's knackered.
She's exhausted. And she's posted a picture of herself and she still just looks like a fucking diva.
Yeah,
Just in her limo. I assume it's a limo home.
Yeah, well, it's not
a car.
She's not an Uber X.
Right.
She might be. She's not pooling.
Honestly, Andy, she might be. She is Uber pool and the person across from her. The person that she's pooling with has David. Taken her picture.
David's taken a happy snap.
David, send this picture to me later. I'm knackered.
Just send it to my Twitter.
Yeah, you got it. Just send it to my Twitter. It'll be great.
I'll get it in five minutes. I'm on it.
Yes.
We can't imagine what you're going through.
No, but some of your followers can. apparently.
They empathize so hard. They're like, oh, we get it.
Hard.
We get it. Devi G has replied to Cher. Cannot wait to see it. I could never compare, but what you think of my pic? Bored at work, decided to have a little photo shoot of my own. Heart.
Devi. Devi.
She's not trying to look like Cher, is she?
No, I think she's just being Devi. She's just
doing Debbie.
She's just doing Debbie.
Is this taken in a bathroom? Yeah.
Yes.
Because it's tiled. There's a tiled
halfway up, and then there's a yucco light switch.
There's a yucco light switch.
Disgusting.
I hate light switches.
Okay. Well, to be fair, I'm very. Like OCD about
rich.
No. But I am very.
I don't like any switch, light or otherwise.
I don't like any kind of switch that you can see, or you have to.
My whole house is clap orientated.
Whole house is just sight oriented. I look at the wall. I look at a switch and it turns on.
I growl at a drawer and it opens.
Give me that fork. Yeah. No, she's just taken a picture in a bathroom. Like, it's a selfie from a high angle.
Yeah, and what a long bow to draw calling this a photo shoot.
Yes. Yeah.
Because if that's a photo shoot, I photo shoot and send myself a lot on Grindr.
Mm-hmm. This is not a photo shoot.
No.
This is literally a bathroom selfie.
Yeah, that term is being stretched.
You are
very, very thin.
You're really making the most out of the English language there, Debbie.
Oh, yeah.
Really trying to make it do things it doesn't want to do. It wasn't meant for that, Debbie.
That circle peg does not fit in that square hole.
No, it does not. Get out of the bathroom and into some studio lighting, Debbie.
Also, get back to work.
Yeah, get fucking work. Where are you? She has headphones on. What kind of office is she in?
I'd feel so bad if she was like a nurse.
Oh.
She's in charge of life.
She's a surgeon. Debbie's a surgeon.
Debbie's a heart surgeon. Just took a
little break from operating on this heart. A little photo shoot.
And I've just realized that Cher tweeted something, and I am empathizing with her hardcore right now.
So hard. I totally understand. I've been on my feet doing this surgery for 11 hours. They totally get it, Cher.
Fuck, Debbie. And Debbie's worn high heels to work as well. She's worn
she's
high,
in
heels.
High heels right now. Yeah. You can just tell when someone's in high heels.
I can hear high heels through this photo.
Yes.
Which is strange, but I hear them.
Yeah, I also feel like I can hear a tiny dog in her purse. That's what I hear. And Maroon 5 is playing.
Oh, yeah. And that hair is pulled back to within an inch.
So tight.
like I am.
That hair is lifting her face.
I am nervous for those eyebrows. Like, those eyebrows are in danger of being sucked off her forehead, aren't they?
Her eyebrows are being pulled to the top of her head.
Yeah.
Yeah, her hair's real tight in this picture.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, whatever. To each their own, Debbie, I just think you have no idea what the fuck you're talking about. So, but yeah. At least she says, I could never compare, right?
Yeah.
She says, I could never compare, but what do you think of my pick? Great. At least, if I'm just going to give Debbie a bone here.
She needs to get a point.
Give her a point. She at least admitted, she caveated that she cannot compare.
Yeah, good.
You're right, Debbie.
Thank you.
So, points to Debbie.
Although it does raise the question, well, why try? Why are you trying in what I assume is a toilet cubicle now?
Yeah. If you're going to do this kind of thing, Debbie, here's some advice from a 30-something gay man. All right. If you're going to do this, throw a filter on it.
Yeah.
Number one, because this is super yellow. This is real bathroom
this
lighting.
This is the issue that I'm taking with this photo is that, like,
Sepia.
Balenciaga.
Just a little X-Pro.
New Moon. I don't care.
Something. Throw a filter on
it. We need to take the heat out of this picture.
Cool it down.
Cool it down, Debbie.
Cool tones, Debbie. Throw a filter on.
Yeah.
Remove some of the red. We got to fix that yellow.
Yeah, that needs to come out straight away.
Add a little vignette. A vignette helps sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
I bet it would do wonders. It would take my eye off of that fucking switch. Throw a vignette. Or paint out the switch.
Hey, or crop it. Crop it.
And then send it to someone else.
send it to
someone more attainable.
Send it to, and I'm going out on a limb here, your homosexual friend.
Yes.
Send it to your homosexual friend and say, do you think I should tell Cher about this photo?
And he would say
no.
But you look gorge. Get out there and finish that surgery.
But Dev, you have got a heart to fix and then later hearts to break. Yeah. You do
Let's
you.
Let's go out tonight. Dev.
Where is my Chardonnay? Dev, let's go. Dev,
actually,
let's go.
I really want to go clubbing with Dev. I really want to go out. Dev, if you can get in contact with us, Andy and I want to take you out for a drink and give you some photo advice. All right?
We're going to take those stones out. We're going to cool you down. And we're going to take you out for a Chardonnay. And you are going to love it. Dev, you're my new friend.
Debbie, we're going to follow Debbie.
That turned real quick.
Hated Debbie so much.
If anyone wants to be friends with us, it's simple. It's real easy. But you need to understand, we will turn on a dime.
On 180. Or 90. Off to the side.
Yeah. Justin will turn 180 and I will start looking at a wall because I've not turned enough.
Andy will move in on four axes into another dimension.
I move through space and time.
Exactly. Now I love her. All right.
Now I love her.
I love Debbie. Okay, let's move on.
Okay, fuck.
GOPs, Trumps, and thieves.
Okay, now I don't know if you know this, Justin, but Cher likes to get political.
What?
I know.
No, I didn't sign on for this. I didn't sign on for political.
Oh, yeah, we're going to get political. Well, we'll get political
get
a bit.
Political. We're gonna get political.
Did you know that was actually going to be my first idea for the okay.
And then I was like, that is not related to Cher. We can't use that
at all. That is
like not even a little.
No, it's Olivia Newton-John.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're gonna get a little political here,
and it's gonna get a little sad. All right, I'm just gonna warn you all for a second. It's gonna get real sad,
and then it's gonna get real weird.
It's gonna get real weird.
Yep. It's like sex with me. It's going to get real sad and then real weird.
and there'll be no clear ending.
Yeah, let's move on. Let's move on, please.
All right, so this is the tweet on the 10th of July. 91-year-old man beaten with brick told to go back to Mexico, CNN. This is the face of Trump's America. He made it acceptable to beat innocent Latino men with bricks. Is it safe to go walking in America if you're not white? You take your life in your hands. Yeah. So here's my question, like, looking from the outside,
yes.
America is fucked.
America is going through a lot of unrest right now.
I love the difference in, like, from an American and an Australian, like, America is fucked. It's going through some changes.
Shit's going through a thing. Well, it's true. I mean, well, you could say that about a lot of countries right now.
Yeah.
But specifically, America is going through some stuff.
Oh, right, yeah. Now. Like, she's on fire.
She's on fire.
But not
fire.
On
she's
the good way.
Down. No.
It's not a fun pop song. She's poured gasoline on herself and lit it up.
Yeah, and not in a fun way.
Not in a fun Saturday night way.
Again, not to reference one of many pop songs referencing gasoline fire.
This is not lit like the night we're going to have with Debbie. This is...
Yes, it's not a good lit. Okay, it's not good, I think is what we're trying to say.
It's bad, Debbie. We're going to give you a good time.
Okay,
not an American time.
Not an American on fire time.
Yeah.
This is really sad. And of course, this is the first I'm hearing of it because I'm reading it on Cher's Twitter feed.
Yeah. Please don't think that we're real stupid. We're just real busy.
We're just busy. And I just like to consolidate.
As an American, how are you feeling?
It's really rough. It's really rough to read a tweet like this and still try to be proud. But.
Yeah.
Here's the thing I can say. I am proud because here I am, and a fellow American is voicing their opinion on Twitter publicly and can do that. And she's not going to die tomorrow at the hand of the government.
That's true.
Not tomorrow, maybe in like 3 years.
Yeah.
Based on the way things are going.
I think we all know she can't die.
But the fact that you can speak out about something like this and speak ill of, you know, if you don't respect the commander in chief, if you don't respect someone in charge, you actually can speak out and have that voice. That makes me proud. But the other side of it is really
not good.
Really not good. Yes, and it's really embarrassing.
Yeah, it's great.
The worst part is this happened in Texas.
Oh, which is where
I'm from. Yeah, apparently a man, a 91-year-old man, and he was beaten with a brick.
Yeah.
It's just because he was Latino and told to go back to Mexico. It's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
That's all of the heartbreaking stuff.
That's the sad stuff.
It is very sad. Cher is rightfully upset about it.
Everyone should be upset about that.
Yeah. What I love as well is you have responses like this. You've got Sherry 2112 at Sherry 2112 replying and says, I know it's not popular to say, but I honestly think this is just the beginning. I'm not sure we have a republic anymore. Great. Fair point.
Yeah.
Kicking it. But then the gold here is Sherry's response to Sherry. And she says, freedom is not given to you. You must...
Grab. Let's assume she means grab.
She means grab. She says grag, but it's not grag. So freedom is not given to you. You must grab it with both hands and a fist if necessary. And it's such an interesting thing because I think one of the things that's happening right now and the problem in America that's happening right now is complacency. You've got millennials, myself included. I'm a millennial.
Yeah.
Look up the definition of a millennial. I'm sorry, Andy, we're millennials.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah.
I thought we were too old.
No, we're not.
Oh, yay.
Yeah.
Oh, good for me.
Yay. I'm not really proud of that, but
somehow I made it about me.
Yay. Like, you just have this generation that doesn't really know what it's like to fight for a freedom.
Yeah.
Like, really fight. Like, actually fight.
Yeah, I mean, in Australia, sort of the closest that we've had to understanding that would be the marriage plebiscite, which, like, fortunately turned out like a positive result of like 62.3% or something along those lines, like, voted in favor of marriage equality. But we had to fight, and like, we went through 3 months of gross media disgustingness being sort of hurled at us.
And America had that same thing. I mean, in the States, that was happening over an even longer period of time because it was largely it was a state issue happening. And there was like there would be campaigns in California. They had this no hate campaign, and there was a Prop 8 that happened several years ago, and then it was legalized, and then it was taken away.
And it was turned over. And then
it started happening in other states, and then it just started gaining momentum. But it was a fight. But
yeah, that's probably like the biggest
thing that people,
especially like for me, like for my age, it's fascinating because like I went to rallies and then it just gets to a point where you're like, I can't go to another rally.
Yeah. But that is like what's fascinating about that is that's basically what the 70s were.
Yeah.
Right? Like every day in the 70s was rally.
We
have to face the whales, and we need to get voting rights for these people, and we need to stop attacking this country. And like every day was another cause. And like they were just fighting
and it's
all the time for change.
And we reap those rewards.
We just bathe in it.
Yeah.
I am bathing in the blood of the people of the 70s.
So privileged.
Yes.
So privileged.
So privileged. And not just because I'm a white male, because I live now.
Yeah, because a lot of people before me fought for everything that I get to do.
And I just take it for granted. And so you have this mentality, and I think it's really poignant what Cher says is like, you cannot, freedom is not given to you.
Yeah,
like,
you need to fight.
You have to fight for it.
Because if you don't fight,
you're fucked.
Then you get people like Donald Trump in power.
Yes.
And people
who vote for people like Donald Trump in power.
Yeah. And then you get
people
things
who throw
like bricks at 91-year-olds thinking that's fine.
Okay. Because they should be somewhere else. No, it's not okay.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
So that's
okay. Political rant over.
Political rant
over. Yeah, we did it. We had a message in our...
Fight. Fight for what is right.
Fight for what is right. So that's Cher's response.
That is how you do a call and response on Cher's Twitter feed.
Yes.
Now,
in response,
we told you that this was going to get dark and then it would get weird.
Yeah. And guess what time it is, Andy?
Oh, what's that pulling up at the station?
It's the crazy train. It's the crazy train with a boatload of more passengers.
Where
and the boat is on a train.
And the train is on fire.
And who's driving the train this time?
No one's driving again. It's a self-driving train, and it is crashing into everything.
The person at the front of it not driving is freaking Sherricorn.
Oh, yeah, right up in the front passenger seat. Could be steering, isn't.
But isn't.
Sherricorn's decided to weigh in on this very poignant political debate with a picture of her and her rats saying, "Ratties say hi." My God.
What is happening? Sherricorn is exactly what is happening with this day and age. Like, that is the problem. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Cher's just made a huge point, and you have posted a pictures of three rats sitting on your shoulder.
Yeah. Now, here's what started to happen. All of our followers that we've been exploring, they've all started to communicate with each other.
They're all chiming. Oh. The web is intersecting, Andy.
Roseanne Fag Undies, and I'm going to start calling her Fag Undies again.
Yeah, she's back to Fag Undies with this one.
Chimes in, they are cute. One, they're not. Two, this tweet is about politics, not about Sherricorn's rats.
Oh. Your rats have nothing to do with this. Absolutely none, Sherricorn. And that is how you ruin a beautiful moment.
Follow the follower!
Okay, Justin.
Yes.
You and I have done something naughty.
We've been so bad. We've been playing with our experiment. We have been...
We are not good scientists.
We have been touching the test material, getting our hands in it.
That is not how you run a clean experiment.
No, it's not.
No.
Andy, no.
So we... look. Okay, so...
Look, it wasn't that bad. We haven't done anything really bad.
Not yet.
Not, but
But it's baby steps. These tiny baby steps. And then suddenly, Justin, you and I are in the front seat of a train going through a tunnel.
Pouring more gasoline out everywhere. Yeah.
How did we get here?
It's a slippery slope. It's a slippery slope, but it's a fun slope.
It is.
It's a fun slope.
So I think what we need to do is tell our listeners exactly like how we do this podcast.
Yeah. Okay.
So you and I sit down and look at the tweets of the week.
Yep.
Normally like an hour or a day beforehand.
Yep. And gather them up. Look, decide the ones that we like the best. And
The hardest part about that is not talking about them.
We sit in silence. It's talking about
it. It's this. Weird. We just point at tweets and go, that one.
Yeah.
And then that's it. And then we run.
Put it in. And then we look at followers and responses and we're just like,
we need to look at that one.
We need to discuss this.
So we looked at this follower. His name is Michael Cathcart at mcathcart13. Now, we found his Twitter and his bio is just Paddington 2 fan.
Yeah, that's how he describes himself, is Paddington 2 fan.
Mm.
And I want to know how long that has been his bio. Because did it predate Paddington 2? How long?
Like, as soon as Paddington 1 came out.
I'm a Paddington 2 fan.
Oh, the sequel to this is going to be great.
Or even like when he read the book. Was he just like, I know they're going to make a first movie, but there's going to be a lot of, you know, just like origin story and stuff. But the second one.
Oh, that's
where the gold is going to be. I'm a Paddington 2 fan. So I don't know how long he's been a Paddington 2 fan, but he is a Paddington 2 fan.
Yeah. He's not messing around when he says that.
He's not fucking around. Because the way that we found him was in response to Cher's tweet about the Paddington Oscar.
Yes, correct.
And he actually posted a picture of Paddington Bear that he photoshopped holding an Oscar.
Yeah.
And I just thought, I'm so surprised this image existed.
Yeah. No, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
No.
He
made it.
He made it.
That is a new image.
Yeah.
That Michael Cathcart has made for us.
Yes. So we dug deeper.
We went real deep. We went so deep, we interacted with the test subject.
Oh, did we ever. We went through, and there's so much on Michael Cathcart's page about Paddington Bear.
It's so much.
It's just, Paddington is the best. I love Paddington. There's literally a tweet here that says, I will not be watching the Christopher Robin movie in solidarity with Paddington.
Jesus.
New idea for a TV channel, Paddington and Paddington 2 playing 24/7 over and over. If you still haven't seen Paddington 2 yet, what are you doing with your life, honestly? On and on and on and on and on.
I don't know if this is
real.
A bit?
Yeah. Yeah.
If it's a bit, it's great.
This is what you call a long con.
If it is.
If this is a study.
He's been setting it up since before Paddington 2 even came out.
Since the books came out, he's like, I'm going to do.
I got this.
One of the best long cons of all time.
I am never going to deviate. I also love that this is a within joke.
This is a within joke.
This is just a joke for him.
Yeah, so there's a difference between like an inside joke. An inside joke is something between you and another person.
Yeah, a within joke
is a joke that you have with yourself. It's a within joke.
And no one else.
No one else. But it still makes you laugh just as much.
Because I think they, if not more, my within jokes make me laugh so much. And then I try to explain them to other people.
No, you can't. You can't explain a within joke.
And it makes me sound like a crazy person.
Which I think is what's happening to Michael. He's trying to explain his within joke via Twitter. And it's a mess of crazy.
It's not. Yep.
My goal is to live life like a combination of Mr. Rogers and Paddington Brown. What the fuck? I'm rooting for Peru solely because of my favorite bear, Paddington, is from there. Really want a Paddington coin. I'm just scrolling. I am lightly scrolling.
He retweeted my three favorite things so far this year.
Yes.
So he tweeted my three favorite things so far this year. This is a retweet.
Number 3, watching Paddington 2. Number 2, talking about Paddington 2. Number 1, listening to other people after they have just watched Paddington 2.
Yeah. He's got, there's another one here that's a picture that he's found of like a polar bear, just like with its head in a window. Oh. And he's captioned it. He's taken the time to find this image and caption it.
Yep.
Excuse me, do you have a moment to talk about Paddington Brown? It is Paddington after Paddington after Paddington, and then cats.
And then cats.
A bunch of stuff about cats. He's actually quite funny. Like, I find him really humorous. Yeah. Like,
no, I
the
think
stuff that he posts is actually really funny. But
so we tweeted to him.
We tweeted. I did it.
You did it.
I did it.
This is your fault.
I said.
You've literally poked the bear. I am so happy that pun
that
has ruined
terrible.
You.
Oh my God, I'm coughing and laughing. I'm sorry.
No, don't apologize.
That is great.
Thank you. I'm really proud of
so
that.
So I poked the bear, as you might say.
I did.
I just said, all right, at Michael Cathcart, you've convinced me to watch Paddington 2, something like that. Andy, are you in?
And I said yes, because we were having a wine night the other night and we were going to watch it. We didn't end up watching it. We ended up drinking wine instead.
And getting very drunk.
Yeah, we didn't watch anything. Yep. But he replied, this is one of the highest compliments I have been paid. I hope you enjoy it. I like him. He's polite.
He's nice. He's on topic. He created a picture I actually wanted to see that was relevant to the post.
Yeah.
With Cher. That Paddington Brown thing with Oscar. Like, it was completely relevant to what Cher said.
I'm on board.
Applaud. Applaud, applaud, applaud.
Applaud.
Well done.
Now, so clearly what we need to do is organize a drinks night with Michael and Devi. I don't know where you are in the world, but if we could
get
you
in
guys.
Here. Get over here.
You guys
here.
Are invited to Cher wine and cheese night.
Yeah, if you guys can make it to Melbourne, Australia, we will have you over for wine and cheese, and then we will take you out on the town.
I make you a promise, you will enjoy yourself.
You will.
You can come on the show.
We could even watch Paddington 2.
I would love that, because I've still not seen it.
I've not seen it, and I hear it's great. I've only read one source.
But that source is adamant.
Raves about it.
Does nothing but rave about Paddington 2.
And then pictures of cats.
Yeah. Which are both great.
That's it. That's all the time we have for this week. What a fun week. On a light week. It was a light week.
It was a light week.
Oh, it was so fun.
God. Thank you so much for listening and for joining us. Once again, you can follow us at Share and Retweet on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter.
Yes. And then go ahead and rate and review us on Apple's podcast app or wherever else you get your podcasts from.
Yeah. And tell your friends about it.
Invite your friends.
Share it. Share this episode. Share the last episode. Yeah. Share all of the episodes.
Book clubs are dead. Don't have a book club. Have a podcast club. And then, do our podcast every time.
Have a wine. Sit down with friends. Have a wine.
Listen
pop
to
us on
our podcast.
Yeah, pretend like we're in the room with you.
Pretend. That's normal. That's normal.
That's a normal adult thing to do.
I talk to my podcast all the time.
I do.
Yeah, be like me.
Be nuts. That's it. Thank you again. I've been one of your hosts, Andy Ballock.
And I'm your other host, Justin Porter. And have a great night.
See you later. Bye.